Praise God. Lord, we thank you that tonight we can gather together at the foot of the cross, and there's level ground there. Praise God, we all come the same way. Hallelujah. And Jesus, we thank you that you have drawn us there, that you, by your Spirit, have made us to see our need of you, and have enabled us to humble ourselves sufficiently to embrace what you have done for us there on Calvary. And Lord, we want to come together as your people tonight, and we want to just love you and thank you for your great love and demonstration of that love there on the cross. We want to thank you for the precious blood and claim the power and the merits of Calvary tonight, each of our lives. Oh, let this meeting be covered with your precious blood. Let this whole camp be covered with the blood tonight, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over this campgrounds, over every heart, every life, and all that brings to us. Jesus, we thank you. The life is in the blood, and we thank you that you have made it possible for us to be partakers of your own life because of the blood of Calvary, blood of the Lamb. Praise God, we rejoice tonight in your great victory, and we open our hearts to your working. We're expecting you to manifest yourself tonight and speak to our hearts and move within our lives. And Lord, we do pray that you will grant us the grace that we need to respond to you. You know what you want of us, Lord, and we can't give it to you except that you enable us, Lord. And so we open our hearts to Jesus for everything. Praise God. Have your way tonight, Lord, we pray. We ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise God. That's the wonderful thing about the cross. There's level ground at the foot of the cross. Doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, what your background is, or culture, or anything like that. We all just come together at the foot of the cross. And we're all sinners, and we all are in need of repentance and forgiveness. We all have to reach out and embrace the Savior. Praise God. And that's so wonderful. There's a unity and a fellowship at the foot of the cross that we don't find anywhere else. You know, the world is trying so hard to get people together, to get rid of their prejudices and cause people to accept one another and so on. And with all their effort, it just only seems to make it worse sometimes. We have people that wanted to march in Canarsie to make one race accept the other, demand respect, and so on. It doesn't work that way, does it? And then it's the other people's turn, so then they'll march and demand respect, and so on. But you know, when we come to Jesus, we all humble ourselves, and we just recognize that we're lost, that we have nothing to offer him, and that we're in desperate need of all that he is and all that he has for us. And we're all united in that need and in that place. Praise God. And it's through the cross of Jesus Christ that we are united, and that God brings real, genuine unity and fellowship among us. Praise God. Jesus is the answer for the world today. And the closer we get to Jesus, the closer we get to one another, the more we have fellowship with him, the sweeter our fellowship is with one another. Praise God, and I thank God for that. Praise God. I wish some of these leaders could come to our little church in Canarsie and see the blacks and the whites and the Hispanics all just together loving Jesus and loving one another. They'd scratch their head and say, "How did you do that? We've been trying for years." Well, we didn't do it. That's Jesus. He did it. Jesus did it. He is the one that unites us when we come to him just as we are and take him just as he is. Praise God. And we thank God for that fellowship. And it's becoming more precious to us all the time. And we experience that here at camp, don't we? Just look around this room. Who brought us together? It was Jesus. It was our love for him and his drawing us to himself. Praise God. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What a fellowship we're going to have in heaven one day. People from every tribe and nation will be there, and they'll bring the glory of their nation, of their culture into that, and we'll know a union that we don't know on earth as of yet, but it's only going to get better and more precious. Praise God. We're going to see Jesus in one another as we've never seen him before. Praise God. And so let's look for that now. You know, in the Assembly of God Church, when I was younger, they used to like to sing a song, and it was a little smoltzy. Is that the word that they use? I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of our King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Then the pastor would say, now turn to someone and sing it to them. And that's when I got to feel uncomfortable. I liked the song, but I didn't like to sing it to the people next to me. But the truth impressed me. I see in you the glory of our King. Praise God. The same Jesus that lives in me lives in you. And you're his child. That means you're my brother. You're my sister. And what a blessed fellowship we're brought into in Christ. Praise God. And that's just one of the blessings and benefits of belonging to him. And that's one of the blessings of Pilgrim Camp. Someone was saying today, I love the meetings and I love the way the Lord meets us, but I also love the fellowship among the people and how we get to know one another and love one another and develop friendships that bless us throughout the remainder of our lives. Praise God. And I love to come to camp, and I'm always driving in the car saying, I wonder who's going to be there this time. Am I going to see this one again? Am I going to see that one? And sometimes we see people that we saw last year and the year before, and we look forward to that and enjoy that fellowship. And then there are sometimes we see people that we haven't seen for years. But somewhere along the way, they always seem to pop up at Pilgrim Camp again. And so you just keep coming every year and keep your eyes open. You might see them somewhere along the way. And then the new people that God brings into our life every year. What a blessing that is too. Praise God. We welcome our friends from Vancouver. I think there are a number of them that have come this way today. And we look forward to enjoying fellowship with you. You know, it's the glory that unites us. And as we get filled with the glory of God, oh, there's a unity in it that glorifies God. Yes. And that builds one another up. And where can you find that anywhere else on earth? Anywhere else on earth but in the fellowship of the saints. Praise God.